Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with a reindeer today. She's got her little antlers on. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, guys.
She's ready for Christmas because Christmas is in 4 days.
That's exciting.
We can all agree that it's strange, right? That it feels weird.
It is strange.
Usually I go to the store once a day at this time just to grab some extra little things here and there, and I can't do that. So I did all my Christmas shopping online. It's just no one's going to get any little extra funsies, random things.
If we get you, that's all we want.
Yeah, but
to be together.
Sorry. Oh, I forgot to get my coffee.
Pause.
Got to make a coffee. No, it's okay.
Oh, you haven't even made it. Oh, girl, you are behind.
I made a morning coffee. Oh. I didn't make an iced coffee for this.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to tell us the holidays of today, Mom?
Sure. You know, there's not that many this week because it's Christmas week.
Oh.
Because we got big ones.
We got big. It's the big holiday.
Today's Look on the Bright Side Day.
Always look on the bright side of life. I was talking to my best friend on the phone the other day, and I was like, well, it won't be that bad. And she goes, no, I hate that. Why do we have to look on the bright side of everything? She started rambling, and I was like, it's so that people don't get sucked into a depression. What do you mean? She's like, I want to be mad. And I was like, okay, be mad.
Be mad, and then find the bright side.
And then you find the bright side in it. Some things just suck, but it helps if you don't focus on the negative.
Yeah, definitely. It's also National Flashlight Day.
God, you love a flashlight.
Well, it is the shortest day of the year today.
It's winter.
It's solstice or something. So
it's officially the day of winter.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what it says on my calendar.
I love
winter
that.
Begins.
So check your flashlights, people, because we don't have as much sunshine. Check them. Change the batteries. Put them in stockings. Well,
my mom
ask Santa to put them in stockings.
My mom gave us flashlights every single year in our stockings.
It's important. If you have an earthquake, a tornado, a thing, I don't know.
Hurricane.
It's good to have flashlights.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. I didn't find anything for Tuesday. Wednesday's National Roots Day to check out your heritage.
I was thinking, you said Roots Day, and I was like, what type
roots.
Of roots? Hair? Or And then Vegetable. You said, check out your hair, and I was like, oh, it's literally for the hair. Heritage. So your genetics, your ancestry.
Yeah,
got it.
Apparently. Thursday is Christmas Eve Day.
Christmas Eve Day. That's my song.
Okay. Friday is a Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas.
It's going to be also, weird.
This is going to be fun, Rachel. Alphabet Day. Alphabet Day. It's a play on Noel. Noel. So when you speak, you try not to say the L in words. Oh, good. There wasn't any. You just leave out the L in all the words.
What day is this?
Alphabet.
No, what day of the week?
Christmas, because it's Noel. No.
Who? It. What dad? Just was like, you know what would be funny? Noel. We gotta have Noels today. Oh God, that's a lot of thinking.
That's a lot of thinking. It's probably easier if you have something written down.
Yeah, like a text or a tweet, not a sentence.
Yeah.
Now I'm because now you're about, going.
Is there an L in that word?
Like trying to spell as I speak. That's impossible. I can't even spell normal.
Okay. Co-een.
Co-een.
Oh, co-een.
Rachel.
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 Bat-inger.
Bat-inger. You just kind of sound British.
Yeah.
Bat-inger. Like that. Rachel.
Saturday's National Thank You Note Day.
Well, you got to write it.
Gotta write a thank you note. Yeah.
I always sucked at those.
Also, National Whiners Day. Why are you whining after Christmas?
Because Christmas is over. You don't have to be. You have all year to get back on the nice list. You can be on the naughty list for a couple days. Get your naughty on, girl.
I don't know. Santa going to say, nope, on the 26th, you were naughty and whiny.
No, I think it starts the first. I think if you're naughty or nice, starts like January 1st.
So everybody can be little snobby. Yeah. The day
get
after
dirty,
Christmas
get nasty, get mean. Don't get mean.
Don't
get mean.
Of that.
But there's you can get dirty and nasty from the 26th to the 31st. Yeah, get it. Do it. Live a little.
Oh, I got Rachel. Sorry.
Don't apologize for lack of holidays, Mom.
I agree.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like, oh, there's an update. Okay, before we get into the news, we'll update. Last week we talked about how the iPhone had a glitch where the texting glitch, where sometimes you wouldn't get notified.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. They fixed it. If you download the new update on your iPhone, it should fix it. It was getting really bad. Like it was happening to like every other text of mine at the end before I updated. And I felt bad because one of my guy friends was texting me about how he was going to propose over the weekend and how he's going to get engaged. And I kept seeming as if I was ignoring his texts because I just didn't see them.
Is she mad at me? Why is she waiting?
So I was like overly happy every time I responded. I was like, well, he's going to think I'm overcompensating for something. It just wasn't. Anyway, I'm glad they fixed it because that was interfering with my personal life. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do we have sponsors today?
We do. We do have a sponsor for today. Should we check them out before we move on to the news, Mom?
Well, that's usually what you do.
It is usually what I do.
Did you have a different plan today?
No.
Okay. I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but I like routine.
Oh, my God. My mom was at my house. She spent a couple nights here and she was very determined to learn my routine.
So oh yes.
She's like, oh, okay, so we do this and this goes here. Just do
chill
things.
Mom, chill,
just relax. My house is just relax. All right, before we move on to the news and satisfy my mother's need for a routine, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. We did have a sponsor, everybody.
Yes.
Christmas money. All right. Best news of the week. Ariana Grande is engaged.
So true.
Her longtime boyfriend, well, actually, was it long time? I feel like it was a year or two.
One year.
His name is Dalton.
We know of, yeah.
His name is Dalton. I have no other information.
No, we don't have any
information. I think he was a real estate agent. I don't know. But you know what? She probably likes the fact that we don't know anything about him.
Let's keep it that way.
then let's not pry, people. Mm-mm. And she also released a Netflix documentary of her live tour show thing. So if you want to see some Ariana Grande, Netflix documentary. I did not watch it. I have a really hard time watching documentaries.
I love a good doc.
I know, you're Colleen. I just cannot.
We like them.
And then...
Do you find them boring? Do you find them untrue?
I love laughing. It's my favorite.
Yes.
And like...
You only watched comedies while I was there. Bob's Burgers!
Yeah.
That was great.
So like, I just want to laugh and smile. That's all I want out of life is to laugh and smile. And documentaries, while I learn and it can be intriguing, it's not what I want to spend my time on. You know, if I'm with like you or Colleen, you're like, really want to watch a documentary, I'll watch it with you guys.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I'm just at my house by myself, I'm going to watch something that's going to make me laugh and smile.
Well, see, the problem is, when we watch TV, we don't just watch TV.
No, we do 20 million other things. Yeah.
So if I'm going to watch something, it's got to grab my whole attention. But, you know, Bob's Burgers did the same thing.
It's funny. I know some funny shows. Come on.
You do. Okay.
One bit of politics. Congress in America reached a COVID-19 stimulus deal agreement. It's only $600 per person, based on income, and then a $200 weekly federal unemployment insurance bonus, and then billions to businesses. So your government doesn't care about you. Next, let's talk about a different type of government. Queen Elizabeth will deliver her Christmas Day message via Alexa this year, if you ask Alexa for it. I didn't know the Queen did a Christmas message. I didn't know
every
she did
year.
That.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if you just, in the morning, I think it's 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for us. Sorry, that's all I looked at was what time for us. If you just say, Alexa, what's the Queen's Christmas message? It will tell you. I didn't know she did. I didn't know that was the thing.
Well, you don't have to know because you're not living there. We don't know the rulers of every land's speaking engagements.
No. But I like to know things.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess this is more politics. Twitter is publicly declaring Joe Biden the winner of the U.S. election on Trump's tweets.
So true. Oh, really?
Because Trump won't shut up.
No, and he needs to stop. He just needs to stop.
And it's like every tweet is just some new conspiracy theory he's starting to like rile up his
instead
cult.
Of focusing on all the COVID things.
No, of course. So now, on the bottom of all of his tweets, Twitter just said the United States election has declared Joe Biden the winner.
Like,
just stop. Good. Just stop.
He needs to stop.
Charli D'Amelio, TikTok's yes. Charli D'Amelio, is getting a what are you doing?
I was seeing if it's on the bottom of his tweets. I got to see this. I'm going to like this.
Are you fact-checking my...
I am fact-checking.
Anyway, Charli D'Amelio is getting a reality show on Hulu. It's her whole family. And I saw the promo for it.
How was it?
The promo... It was just them standing there saying, we're going to do it. But I realized I had never heard them talk before. I don't follow them on like YouTube or anything. I just follow Charli's TikTok and their Instagram, I believe. So I'd never really heard any of them talk because they dance. And it's just totally fine. I was like, oh, that was weird. That was weird for me to experience them speaking. Oh, I'm used to like YouTubers where it's like, all I know is their voice. And it's the exact opposite.
You know, all I'm seeing, Rachel, is this claim about election fraud is disputed. That's it.
Well, I saw
it. Haven't done it yet.
Well, I saw it already.
Oh, did you?
I guess it depends on what he tweets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Sad news. Hillary Duff says the Lizzie McGuire Disney Plus series is officially dead. She wanted a little more of a real life thing, but Disney Plus was like, we can't have that on Disney Plus. She said, great, move it to Hulu. And they said, no, we're just going to kill the whole project. So the whole project is dead. I am sad. That was a short-lived thing. Let's hope the same does not happen to iCarly. And Twitter, more Twitter news, is returning retweets the way they used to be. So for a while, they were just doing quote tweets. And it's because they said they wanted, it was right before election. Everything was just a quote tweet because they were trying to spark conversation and make people use their brains a little more and say why they were tweeting something. Like, it was a, I understand the Twitter's reason for doing it. It wasn't like the right headspace of like, if they have to talk about it, it might spark conversation, make them think a little more before posting, you know, put their own opinion in it. But it, what they realized were people were just putting like one word or an emoji. And they finally realized like, this is not all what we had planned. So they're getting rid of it. You can now tweet, retweet or quote tweet. And everyone was pissed because the quote tweets were getting more likes than the tweets, but the quote tweets were just like someone saying, ha, or look at this, like not. And then the original tweet that they were quoting wasn't getting any likes. So everyone was mad at it. So I'm glad that they went back. Thank you for listening, Twitter. Thank you for listening to the people and owning up to the mistake and putting it back the way we wanted it. What?
There's a squirrel on my fence right now. This very minute, it's very distracting. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Twitter. But there's a squirrel on my fence right now.
How are you still so amazed by squirrels? Like, I love a squirrel, but.
Okay, it ran the other way.
Oh my God, you're a dog.
The drapes.
What is your prey drive, woman?
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Go ahead.
Fun little fact, Zoom is lifting the 40-minute meeting limit for several upcoming holidays. So on Zoom, if you don't have a Zoom, if you don't pay for a Zoom account, I have to pay for a Zoom account because I do the podcast over Zoom with my mom. But if you just have a normal like Zoom account, there's a 40-minute limit.
That's, that explains so much.
Did you not know?
No, that just explains so much because we story time with the grandkids.
Jessica pays for a Zoom account.
Okay, but there's sometimes she must use her
someone else's computer.
Something, because we're going, you have 10 minutes left. I'm like, wait, what? On the screen. And I'm like, this
she might be
strange.
Using like Christopher's or one of the kids' Zoom accounts or something.
And they're also doing Zooms in the other room.
Yeah.
Like for Bailey's classes or.
So, yeah. Things. I know Jessica does pay for one. So whoever's the most important that day.
Yeah. Gets the
Zoom.
We don't usually go over 40 minutes, but occasionally that little message will pop up. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. So the Zoom was nice and said they would lift the 40-minute restriction so that people can, you know, spend a long time with others on the holidays, which was cute.
Yeah.
I like
that.
That's nice. Another Twitter thing. Twitter just did things today or this week. They said they will start removing COVID-19 vaccine misinformation.
Good.
Also, the vaccine started rolling out. People getting shots. Bernie Sanders got shot up. Mike Pence got shot up.
Okay, let's rephrase that, Rachel. Inoculated. They got inoculated.
They got vaccinated.
Vaccinated.
They got shooted.
No. Okay. No.
Oh. Okay, there was a funny thing I saw on Twitter this week. There's this guy, Muhammad. He is Muslim, and he has never celebrated Christmas before. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it looks like he's in his 20s. And because of COVID, he couldn't go home for the holidays to his parents. And so his roommates were like, just stay here with us, bro. Celebrate Christmas if you want. And so he wrote down all the things he had learned. He made a Twitter thread of all the things he learned about the holiday that were surprising to him. And I was dying of laughter. One was like, it's a part-time job. From November, the mid of November to the end of December. And he goes, if you think, I'm just sleeping on Saturday, false. You have to put lights on the inside of the house. And you're like, I'll sleep in on Sunday, false. You have to put lights on the outside of the house. And he's like, Christmas presents are the most stressful thing that's ever existed. Also, you can buy yourself a present, but you cannot fill your own stocking. And he was like, this makes no sense to me. I bought myself some chapstick and I will act surprised.
That's cute.
He said there are filler ornaments and keeper ornaments. And filler ornaments are just like the bulbs or whatever. And the keepers are the special ones that you buy that make you smile and you pass on to your grandkids. And he goes,
they're all all specials.
Yours are all specials. Yeah, mine I have both. But he said also ornaments are very expensive. He said I had to pay $16 for an ornament. He also said Christmas traditions make people illogical. Like if you're talking about like, oh, what should we eat for breakfast? Hi, Snoop.
Hey, Snoopy.
My dog popped in. And someone's like, well, I always eat this on Christmas morning. And you try to suggest something else to eat, they will stab you in the face. With the whole thing. And he also was like, the biggest thing I was surprised is to find out was that the religious aspect of the holiday is optional. And he said, which made me feel very welcome in celebrating it. Because, you know, he was allowed to celebrate even though he was Muslim. And his roommates were all like excited for him to celebrate with them. So yeah. I thought it was very funny seeing like a grown man who's just never celebrated before learning about it. And it was cute to me. But speaking of ornaments, so Mariah Carey,
oh yeah,
quote tweeted, there was an ornament someone posted on Twitter, like, we always do an ornament exchange, and my husband gave me this Mariah Carey one, and it is so ugly. It is scary looking. And Mariah Carey quote tweeted and was like, this was not approved. I guess it's the thought that counts.
It's almost like someone took the paint off one side and just sharpied on the eye. And
that's because it was supposed to look like her hair was falling over her face, but they like messed up completely.
It was bad.
It was really ugly. Also something that's happening on Twitter that I saw a while ago and was cautioned about it a while ago, but now it's just hitting the more popular part of TikTok. TikTokers are flexing their veneers, but they're not veneers. So all these TikTokers, instead of getting Invisalign or braces or leaving their teeth slightly crooked, because who cares? They're all just shaving their teeth down and putting caps on every single tooth and calling it veneers. They're not veneers, they're caps. Because veneers are just like a little plate you put over your tooth in case you have like a really big gap or something, or like you have a baby tooth that never fully grew in or whatever. You can just like put a little shield over it to make it look like a normal tooth. But these people are shaving down all of their teeth into baby shark teeth and then capping them. And then finally, like all the like plastic surgeon dentists, or what I call them, are like, veneers are great, everyone get veneers. And they have TikTok showing of like giving everyone veneers. And then now real dentists are on TikTok being like, stop it, what are you doing? Because like 16-year-olds are doing it or whatnot, and they're like, you have to replace these like every 10 years, and every time you do it you have to file the tooth down smaller and smaller. And by the time you get to like 30 or 40 years old,
dentures.
You're going to have dentures. They're like, you won't have any teeth left to put the caps on. And they're like, and stop calling them veneers. They're caps. Like, so real dentists are like freaking out because they're not like celebrity plastic surgeon dentists that are just like, let's make your teeth look pretty. They're dentists who care about your teeth and the well-being and your health and the long-term effects of everything.
Right.
And I remember seeing this a few months ago being like, oh, that sucks. And then now people are, because TikTokers started doing it more and more. And it's like, guys, stop. Your teeth are okay.
Yeah.
They're fine. So if you are 16 and like want veneers, don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. That's whatever. And the last bit of news I have is there's this audio that was quote unquote leaked of Tom Cruise screaming at people on set for not covering COVID or not following COVID restrictions. One, it was leaked by his publishers. So it was leaked to make Tom Cruise look good, because everyone is like, Tom Cruise is the worst. He's part of Scientology, which is the worst. But also, there is no reason to ever scream at people like that. You could calmly, seriously, and sternly talk to people. He had a point that people's jobs are at risk if, you know, COVID happens on set, so follow the restrictions and guidelines. But everyone, like, the comments were all very no one could decide if they were for or against it. So it was like, we understand why he did it, but Tom Cruise sucks, but you shouldn't treat people like that. And then it was posted by his publishers to try and make him look good. The whole thing was just
little fishy.
He was a little fishy. All right, before we move, that's all the news I have, unless you have any news.
No.
The star happened.
It's tonight.
The star is happening. Why weren't you reminding people, Mom?
We hadn't got that far yet.
That's part of the news. What do you mean?
Well, I said it last week. I don't want to sound naggy. So we saw that, yeah, and they're getting closer. And today, tonight, it'll look like one big star. But you have to do it at twilight. Any later, you won't see it.
What's twilight?
Dusk. Like when it's just starting to get dark.
So like 5
twilight.
p.m.?
Wait, twilight? No.
That's...
We saw it, Rachel. We saw it like at 6 p.m.
So at dinner time, go out
that's
and look.
Dusk, not twilight. I don't know.
What is twilight? Besides an amazing series.
You're in that.
Okay, so before we move on to our game, let's check to see if we have any sponsors for today.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Sponsor, sponsor! All right, Mom, what's the game?
You told me what the game was.
I know, and then I didn't do my part, so you're just going to do it to me. It's finish that lyric or guess that song or something like that. It has to do with Christmas okay. carols.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the first line okay. of a Christmas carol.
And then I have to finish it or guess the Christmas carol?
This one you have to do the next line.
Okay, finish that okay. lyric.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Let nothing you dismay.
Okay. I don't know hymns.
That's not a hymn.
I don't know caroling. I like.
All
I'm more
I know
like,
is carols.
All I know is like, Rom, Rom, Rudolph. You them. No, I don't know any of them.
I don't know any of those.
Can't give me the
all word. Right. I have a question.
Okay.
You know, on the 12 days of Christmas?
I do know them. Just a little
what's
bit.
What's the fourth day? What's that?
On the first day of Christmas.
No, the fourth.
I'm getting there. Okay. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Four, three,
Rachel.
Four face masks.
No, not Colleen's, Miranda's version. Colleen.
Four turtle doves. Four picks a pear picking.
You were four, close. Four calling birds.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, how about this one? Hold on. I had a different game planned.
Let's play your game. I don't care.
All right. But see, they're all hymns. They're not hymns. They're not hymns. They're okay. What song? Name that Christmas song.
Okay. Name that song.
Okay. On a cold winter's night that was so deep.
You're going to have to sing it, Mom.
I gotta
feel the rhythm. I gotta hear it in my soul.
Oh. I can't just jump into the song like that.
You can.
No.
Sing this whole song. Go for it.
Hold on. In my head.
Go for it.
See, now you're gonna know.
Trust me, I will not.
I don't know where it is in the song. How about this one? Round yon virgin mother and child. See, they sound weird if you just talk them.
Round yon virgin mother and child.
Andrew. Oh, yes, what song is that?
Tender and my old. I don't know.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in... Is that the name of the song?
No.
Oh.
The name of the song starts the whole thing.
Wait. Is it something with Noel?
No. It's not the first Noel. That was on a cold winter's night so deep. That was the first Noel.
God, these are ancient.
You know this one. Andrew sang it. Poking Baby Jesus.
I can picture it. It doesn't mean I know the name of the song.
With the straw.
Hold on. Sleep in heavenly peace. sleep in heavenly peace.
Now start singing the whole song again.
Silent night. Okay. Silent night. Nailed it.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Now I can't.
How does the whole song start?
Hold on. Okay.
It's the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. I should have had played little clips for you.
I don't know. What is it?
Deck the halls.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Okay. You're a really good singer.
You're funny. Okay, how about... Oh, I don't know if you'll know this one. Oh, you'll know this one. Somebody snitched on me.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. Yeah, I know that one.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
Busy sidewalks, pretty sidewalks, dressed in holiday smile.
Style.
I
don't think anybody knows the name of that one.
Wait.
Oh, I know this. Keep going to the chorus because it's there.
I don't know.
Silver bells.
Is that good? I was really bad at this game.
Okay. I should have done Mariah Carey songs or something.
Yeah, I'm a little more attuned to the, you know, something written after 2000.
And I know all the traditional ones.
Yeah, I know them. I could sing along, but it's not well. Like, you're going to get a lot of... I know the tune.
Your heart's behind it.
Exactly. All right. We have some questions for today. Sugar Bob Chrissy says, when will you open your P.O. Box stuff? I got to go pick that up today.
Yeah.
I got to pick that up.
You do. Because there's something in it from your mama.
Whoopsie-blazes. And then Megan... Oh, when am I going to open it? I'll get it today. I might make a video out of it. I'll probably just open it in my vlog, like whatever I got. I don't expect to get. If I get, I'm not going to get that much. Never mind. It's not going to be like a birthday haul. But yeah, I'll just open it on my vlog when I pick it up today. Megan says, do y'all have plans for Christmas? So yeah, loose plans. The morning, we're all going over to my sister's. Not we're all. My
not
parents.
All of us.
And my brother are going to be spending the night at my sister's for the week. Trent, yes. Sorry, forgot that I have
to. You got two of them.
I got two brothers. Love them both. So Trent, my parents are staying at my sister's this week. And then that morning, Christmas morning, I'm going to go over to my sister's. And it's just going to be us, like my brother and his 50 billion children and beautiful wife are going to just stay at their house. And no one else is coming over. We're going to do presents in the morning. And then there weren't any plans. And I was like, should we make plans? Because it's going to be weird.
We didn't know what was going to go on, who needed to be in stricter quarantine. I mean, we've all been in very strict quarantine.
Yeah. So it's just going to be us. So Colleen was like, let's do a craft. So I think we're going to do a craft in the middle of the day. I think I'm going to do therapy at 2. My therapist is from Turkey and she doesn't do Christmas, which stresses me out. But she was like, I'm going to be here if you want to do something. And I was like, okay, sure. So
I think everybody should have therapy on Christmas evening or something. That's why I had a cookie party.
Yeah. So we're going to do presents in the morning, a craft / therapy in the middle of the day. And then we've never done Christmas dinner. Never. Because we've always done the Christmas cookie party. And we're not doing that this year. So I was like.
Christmas dinner was always Carl's Jr.
Yes. For a little bit, it was 7-Eleven hot dogs. Until Carl's Jr. opened. But I suggested, like, let's do dinner. And Colleen was like, I don't want to cook Thanksgiving food. And I was like, no, just cook whatever you want. But let's, like, plan the fact that we're all going to sit down and eat a nice dinner together. And so that's what we're doing. Presents, crafts, and dinner. So that should be fun. So my mom and I decided that one of their Christmas presents to Colleen is to put all
of her. Oh, she knows that. Okay. I thought you were going to say something else.
Yep. Oh, no. Oh,
God. Okay. No, you're fine. Go.
You wanted to whisper it to me just now as if now it's listening.
Okay.
We're going to put all her Christmas presents away for her because Colleen is so appreciative of everything she gets, but that girl doesn't have time to put things away. So you're like, this has happened since we were kids.
Yes.
We'll empty out our stockings into a box, and then that box just sits for months. And every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, I think there were batteries in that box. And you go into that box, it's the stockings box, and it sits there until you go through like a huge manic cleaning spree. And then you finally clean that box up. And so my mom is my gift. Colleen is going to be to, God bless you, is going to be to put all her Christmas stuff away. She was like, I would love that. Okay. Ashley wants to know, how do you work so well under pressure? I just learned, because my sister was diagnosed with ADHD, and so she's learning about it, and it has to do with ADHD. It's your dopamine levels are super low. So you don't like, I put things off to the last minute because the stress of it ups your dopamine levels and then you're able to do the work. Like if I'm not put under pressure, that's why the podcast is always like we do the day of or the day before because it's more entertaining to me. And I actually like want to sit down and do it because the pressure of it ups my dopamine levels. And I can actually get things done. So I work really well under pressure because I have ADHD. So that's fun.
That explains a lot because I have a lot of things to do and I do everything but the things that need to be done until I have to. And then it's like,
just like the pain of answering an email, I will let it sit for as long as humanly possible because it seems so boring. And the hardest thing, just to answer, like, my manager will be like, hey, what's your P.O. box address? And I'll be like, ugh, I couldn't possibly answer that email. Walk away until he bugs me, like, six times. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll tell you. And then it's like, I get the dopamine boost of it, like, stressing out over it, and then I'm able to function. So it has to do with how I'm programmed.
Genetics.
And then Clarice, I don't know you know what your name is. How does it feel to finally have your kitchen table? So nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So nice. I brought my dog's food in. Like I used to feed them outside, but now I'm like cleaned out my dining room. And so their food is in the corner of the dining room now. And I have a place to sit. I've wrapped presents. I've done a puzzle. I eat there. It's wonderful, and it's making me want to finish the rest of my house and like just tie it in all together and make it feel comfortable and warm. So it's fantastic. And then frogs, and then the T emoji says star or angel tree topper.
Angel.
We grew up with an angel. And
because my grandmother made it.
Yeah. And then I have a bow on the top of mine. I guess my inner JoJo is coming out. So
it has a star.
Colleen has a star.
Christopher and Jessica have a creepy Santa.
I think
it's whatever you want.
Whatever means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
it can change. You can do a different one every year, or you can have a tradition that's what goes on your tree.
My Christmas decorations don't have very much meaning at the moment. Like they just kind of like to make it look pretty. And I feel like the tree topper is something that has meaning and like, I'm just not there yet. So maybe one year it'll have meaning, but yeah, mine's just a bow because it matched and I had it. And I was like, I can't get tree toppers to stick at the top of my trees.
No, it's hard.
It's really hard. I've tried. I bought one before. And also the store-bought ones are all really ugly.
Would you like my angel, Rachel?
No.
Okay.
Keep your angel. If anything, that would go to Colleen. Colleen always liked putting it at the top of the tree, and I just did it because Colleen did it.
Sparkly star that Eric just gave her. It's pretty.
No, Eric gave it to her.
It was Eric.
Yeah, or one of them. So someone gave it to her. It was a gift. It meant something. Yeah. I one year, but not this year.
Not this year.
All right, that's all the questions, topics, games, and holidays of today, unless, Mom, you have anything to add.
I have nothing up my sleeve.
All right, I saw someone tweet at you that they watched ExploreDog.org one of the classes. So
good.
I love that you're getting associated with Explore.org.
Yeah, nonprofit. It's just educational. It's fun. I like it.
Is anything being viewed right now? Do you watch polar bears or anything?
Well, I haven't had a lot of time, but when I check now, I check to see how the eagles in Decora are doing because they're starting to gather their twigs and branches.
Naturally.
To build up the crib
of
their nests. And in January, they'll start laying eggs.
Beautiful.
And then we're egg watch.
Be safe this holiday season. Be smart. See who you have to, but if you don't have to see him, don't. And please be safe. Be smart.
Have a Merry Christmas.
I love you. Merry Christmas. We'll see you
next week.
A couple days after. And that'll be our last podcast until February.
Yep.
So you get one more until February 1st. I love you guys. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.